to tell you my first memory was when I was 3 years old, and there were just, at that time, three children in our family, Aunt Patty and me and Uncle Bud. And we were constantly getting colds, and Granny had a friend who lived in Texas who kept telling her how wonderful it was down there. We should go down to Texas where they had good weather so that we would get well. And so finally Granny decided she would take us down for a little vacation, and we went on the train. It was a sleeper, and Granny and Uncle Bud slept in the lower bunk, and Aunt Patty and I slept in the upper bunk. And my first recollection is waking up in that upper bunk all alone and peeking down underneath, and nobody was down there either, and starting to cry. And then at that point, seeing them trooping in from the dining room, the dining car, and they had just let me sleep because I was tired. And that, and a couple of other times on that same time, I remember the dining room in that house where there was a jar of candy sticks, different colored candy sticks. The house of the friend, right. It was an old farmhouse. I don't even know. And I remember the farmyard was completely bare. There was no grass. It was not pretty at all. And that's all I remember about when we were there. But I do remember on the way home, at some point, we stopped overnight, I suppose, before we got back on the train, in a hotel. And it was right before Easter. And because I remember sitting at the dressing table there, and Granny had gotten little baby chickens for Easter baskets for us. Not real chickens, little fuzzy cotton ones, you know. And that is the entire memory. And I really don't remember anything for a couple of years after that. Yeah. Okay?
Late 29
or early 30, actually. Okay.
So you don't have any other additional embellishments
No, I just remember that Granny was disappointed, you know, that it was not as wonderful weather and all that. That, you know, it was a real farm. Right, right. Yeah. No, this was Texas. And it must have been, you know, that we spent the night in the hotel in a city nearby before we got on the train on the way back. Is the only reason we could have been.
Idea where in Texas?
No, I had not the slightest idea. But that was my.
Oh, it would be West Texas.
Well, no, but it wasn't our farm. It wasn't the Smock farm. No, this was a friend of Granny's. So, anyhow, I'll pass on to you. For 1920s.
Well, of course, I was born in 1922, and we were living on the west side at that time near Washington Boulevard
in the city,
right.
Was that an urban environment at that time in the 1920s?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it was. The West Side was the place where the Irish immigrants, and also a lot of first generation Irish were there as well. And that's where my father was raised. He was raised at 4230 West Adams Street in Chicago, and my mother was raised at various places on the west side, but the last place that, before her father died in 1914, they lived at about 4500 West Washington Boulevard. And I was born in West Suburban Hospital in 1922 in Oak Park. And we were living, you know, in an apartment. I'm not certain whether it was on Washington Boulevard, but it was close to Washington Boulevard. And the earliest recollection that I have is that my father and I had scarlet fever. And of course, my father had had some other type of fever earlier when he was a child, which had rheumatic fever, which had weakened his heart. And we were both quarantined for, in those days, the public health nurse actually came around, and if you had a communicable disease, they would put you in quarantine. And I remember that I was very sick, and they were concerned about whether or not I was going to live, really. Probably maybe between 2 and 3. This probably, well, I don't remember the whole episode, but I do remember the fact that we were in quarantine. And then fortunately we recovered, and then I really don't remember too much after that, except that we were, well, that was a little bit later. Yeah, well, what I was going to say was, the next thing that I, next recollection I have is when we went to the, I was probably 6 years old at that time, we went to the Notre Dame Army game at Soldier Field, and this was in November, and it was very cold, and those were the days of Newt Rockne, and Notre Dame had, you know, developed a terrific following.
So how old were you then?
Six, because I was born in 22, and I would have had my sixth birthday in August, and this was in November because it was very cold. And my recollection is that my father was so cold that my father took us down from the stands into the area underneath Soldier Field, and he gave us a little bit of whiskey in order to warm us up. And then we went home after the game, which was a thrilling game. Notre Dame won 7-6. And well, of course, that was kind of a high point, and because we discussed it in the family, I remember what the score was. But I was a 6 year old. I didn't know what was going on in the field at all. But in any event, when we got home, by recollection, we were still cold at that point in time, and my mother put us in the bathtub with real hot water to warm us up. See.
Don't you remember anything about the then?
Well, that must have been around 1925 or yeah, that probably was in 1924 or 25. 26, right. Well, Patsy was born, of course, in 26. But, well, I think it was prior to that. It was probably in 25. Now, my father had gone to Florida in a land development down there. In other words, this was a
business deal?
Yeah. Originally, it was a business deal. And he went to Florida to be involved in real estate down there. And I remember we had a Studebaker car, and it was a brand new car, and at that time you put your luggage on, there was a little luggage rack in the back of the car, and then you put your luggage on the step, that's just the running board. And when we drove down, and the Hickeys drove down with us, so that there were six of us in the car. Well, the Hickeys were good friends of my parents. Dick Hickey was the best man at my parents' wedding. And they went down with us, and we stayed down there for...
Okay, so it was you and Grandpa and Uncle Frank?
Oh, sure.
And Dick Hickey?
Six of us, yeah, six of us in the car. I'm pretty sure I was correct there. Now, that's... Yeah, we went to a tent city. Now, where that was exactly, I guess it was down near Hollywood, Florida. Because while we were down there, one episode was that while we were there, my parents went to Cuba on a fling in order to have a good time. And they left us with some people. And my brother and I wandered off. This is when we were living in the tent city. And my brother and I wandered off. That must have been that woman we visited in Cleveland that time. Remember what was her name? I forgot. But in any event, we wandered off and we got on a barge, apparently, and or a boat of some kind. And the boat started moving. And we were on the boat, yeah. And the people, of course, were quite concerned. They became aware of it, apparently, before anything disastrous happened. Retrieved us, but I can't tell you anything about the boat or where it was beyond the fact that what I've been led to believe that it was around Hollywood, Florida. So I don't remember that too well, but Frank does. My brother Frank does, of course.
You know what? I'd like
and
to
hold
add,
on.
One thing I'd like you also to talk about is the fact that
tell a lot of stories, you know, and she told about the tent city and how they had to...
Well, how long were they there?
They were there for several months.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had to sweep the sand out of the tent every day because it was all... Well, it must have been kind of like camping out in a lake. You know, they were young, you know, and I think that the deal was it was this big land boom, only... land was being sold that wasn't actually that was underwater, you know, and in the long run they didn't strike it rich down there, but I think they had a good time, and I just remember grandma the way grandma told about it, it sounded like fun. yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they went dancing and gambling and having a big time, you know. And as I say, we were left with Mrs. Norton, wasn't that it? Mrs. Norton in Cleveland that we visited that time? Yeah, I think it was Mrs. Norton, Mr. and Mrs. Norton who took care of us well.
How long were they in Cuba?
I don't know. Probably only for a few days, you know. But they... had a good time, and I don't remember how we got back.
They were big partiers.
Yeah. Well, my father was 7 years older than my mother, and my mother was married at 18, so my father was 25, and my grandmother, my mother's father died when she was about 14 years of age, and so she was, you know, in a group. My mother, she was in a group on the west side, and my father was in another group. They had, you know, like Ray Kennedy and Ag Kennedy, and her name was McGeaney, Agnes McGeaney. And no, I think she became friendly through Ray Kennedy.
Ray Kennedy was Ag's husband.
And then there's another couple called the Collinses and the McGees. And there's a big group, you know, that they hung around with. And that my mother was friendly with the women. This is before they were married. And my father was, you know, a young, dashing politician.
Oh, your father
was
a politician?
Yeah, at a young age, he was the committeeman of... the Democratic committeeman of one of the wards on the west side. I can't tell you which one.
Okay, listen.
Right.
Starting away at a very young age, in his 20s.
Well, this was at the... Yeah, this was at the time they were married, is my recollection. So he was very young. And, you know, politics were...
What did he do for a living again?
I don't know what he was doing at that time.
But
my mother's father was an assistant probate judge. And
so Grandma was from a fairly wealthy family?
Not really. He was apparently my great-grandfather, I guess. No, my grandfather, I guess. Although I never knew him, of course, because he died many, many years before I was born. But he was a lawyer, and at one time he was in business with Cummins, of Cummins and Wyman.
Cummins and Wyman, your family?
Yeah. Yeah. So by the time my mother met my father, however, which probably was just a couple of years after her father died, because her father died when she was 14. She was married when she was 18. And I think this is kind of an unsettled period for her. It was an unsettled period for my grandmother, because one of my grandfather's brothers, Ed Casey, assumed management of his affairs on behalf of my grandmother, and he was a ne'er-do-well, and he was a drinker, and he dissipated what money my grandfather had left her.
So, back in those days, women just didn't take over financial management, just didn't. That's true.
Well, that was later, but at this point in time...
Your grandfather just gave financial management to your grandmother. They just didn't do it at that time.
Well, I can't tell you.
I don't know.
But in any event, my grandmother wanted to do the best she could for her children.
Which your grandma had just two grandma, Mary Catherine, and John.
John, yeah. And, so she wasn't really in favor of my mother, you know, going out with someone that was that much older, 7 years older. So,
yeah, I remember that now. So
this was kind of a son-in-law, father, mother-in-law relationship, even to the day she died.
Oh, really?
And so they never got along too well because they both... you know, kind of resented the position of the other one, you see. But in any event, that's kind of the background of my father. My father now...
Now, Grandma's father, you say, was a...
Assistant probate judge.
Yeah.
He was a lawyer.
Right. And what was the previous generation? Who came from Ireland?
His mother and father, the Caseys, came from Ireland.
So,
and they came... Well, on both sides, actually, because
okay.
The Canavan.
So, your grandparents on your father's side came.
Right.
Your
mother's
side came.
And
where did they come
both
from?
Both sets. Yeah. Well, the Caseys came from Galway.
Okay, Galway is your great-grandfather, your paternal great-grandfather.
Right, Caseys. Yeah.
Caseys.
And and his father, Judge Casey's father, was a carpenter. And I have information about that. He came to Chicago and became a builder in Chicago. And Judge Casey was his son. And his...
He had a builder from Ireland.
Yeah. He apparently had been a carpenter in Ireland. And his name was John Dominic Casey also, I think. So I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah. But in any event, now as far as his mother... His mother and father operated a dry goods store.
Judge Casey's
father.
And the immigrants themselves.
The immigrant from Ireland, from Galway.
Dry goods store, like Canada.
no, that's on the other side of the family, honey.
Mother's side.
Yeah, my mother's side, but that was on the maternal side. I'm talking about the paternal side now.
Okay,
and
when you say dry goods, you mean like
canned
goods?
Like a 5 and 10 cent store, that type of thing.
Okay.
And what happened, he was a cripple. My grandfather was a cripple because when he was a youngster, the only way his mother had to take care of him because she had to work in the store was to have him there all day. And a customer stepped on his knee. And when he was a baby, crawling around the floor. And apparently he never got it fixed. And however, it didn't hold him back any because he went to law school. And he went to
Judge Casey's.
Yeah. And he went to the same law school that my brother did and Austin,
which
Wyman.
Is my father.
Yeah. It was under a different name at that time, but it subsequently became Kent College of Law. I went there. I went there for a couple of years. John Casey went there. And so that was on my mother's paternal side. On her maternal side, they came from Moments, where her father had come from Ireland in 1843.
This
and
is your mom's mother's family.
Yeah. And he worked
Moments,
Illinois, in Kankakee County. Yeah. And he worked as a dockhand in Philadelphia for 9 years and then came west and bought a square mile of land from, I believe it was the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern Railway.
Okay.
And in those,
what's his name? What candidate?
Anthony Canavan. And he married a Hughes woman. Now, Canavan was from
Hughes.
Dan Hughes.
Okay, Canavan was your paternal, again, I'm sorry, just your paternal grandfather, or great-grandfather, and he came directly from Ireland.
And he married Ann Hughes while he was still in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
She was from Carrie
Dooley. And, okay, I remember Hughes, I remember Carrie Dooley. Now, how do you spell that name, Carrie Dooley?
Carrie Dooley.
You won't find it. It's a townland. It's like a township in the United States. I think it's Carraudaui. Something like that. Carraudaui. It's a townland in Ireland.
In what county?
And it's in
County Mayo.
It's in County Mayo.
Which is what part of the country again?
Between Ballinrobe and what's the other town? The church was.
This is where Hughes came from. So this is where your paternal grandmother came from.
Well, it's near. It's near Ballinrobe. That's where we started.
Yeah.
I can't remember now. But yeah, it was sufficient to say it was near Ballinrobe, because it was on the Robe River in Ireland.
Robe, R-O-B-E?
Yeah.
The other town is a bigger town.
We went there. You were there with us.
Yeah, I remember Carrie Dooley. I remember that. I mean, it's the second prayer.
So, that's all
most of the people there in the town we went to visit were named Hughes, like 16 families or 13 were named Hughes.
And my grandmother was the youngest of 11 children. I think there were 4 girls and 7 boys. And she didn't marry until her 40s.
Wow. How many children did she have?
She was being courted by Casey for many years.
What's her full name? What's your grandmother's full name?
Maggie.
Yeah. Maggie.
Margaret.
Margaret Canavan.
Margaret Canavan Casey.
Okay,
and
so Hughes came from Carrie Dooley. Where did Margaret's father come from? Chum.
He came from Chum.
Yeah.
which is in County Galway.
That's the captain.
Yeah. And so Hughes came from Mayo, and Canavan came from Galway. County Galway.
And then on the other side of the family was also Galway?
Yeah. Casey's?
Lynch?
Yeah.
Lynch.
No, not Lynch's. No, don't get it confused now. Lynch is on the other side, my father's side.
That's great.
Lynch, the Lynches came from, my grandfather Lynch came from Limerick City. And Limerick City.
Right.
And his wife came from
Herbertstown.
Also in County Limerick.
What was her name?
I don't remember. Well, you've got most of it anyway, because, as I say, mother was, her first recollection was in 29, and my first recollection was in 25, and we told you about that, the trip to Florida. We told you about the Notre Dame Army game. We told you about the episode where I had, my father and I had scarlet fever. And then the other point was that my parents bought a home in Elmhurst in 1928. And in 29, of course, we had the horrible financial crash.
What did your father do for a living at that time?
He was in the paving business. And trucking and paving.
Was he doing well at that time in 1928
before the crash? No, my father didn't have any great education. He never, he finished eighth grade. He never went to high school. Well, Grandma went to St. Mary's of the Woods. I don't recall. I think she finished. Well, I don't know about that. Where did she go to college? No, she went to St. Mary's of the Woods, and I think that was like a high school, a finishing school. See, at that time...
She hated it. She got really thin. Remember? Yeah.
See, I think put saltpeter in the food so they would...
Saltpeter, yeah. It's supposed to curtail their sexual appetites.
So, I think what happened, you see, in retrospect... Her father had died in 1915, I believe it was, and she was 14. Her birthday was in May 22nd. And so apparently she was not many months into her 15th year when he died. And then she went away to school, and I'm sure that she was suffering, you know, from the loss of the father at that time. And then just a couple of years later, then she started to go out with my father, and I'm sure that was traumatic as far as her mother was concerned, because her mother was absolutely, you know, opposed to going out with someone that much older.
But
you talk about Assemblers to Club? Emily Goodwillie.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Yeah. And that had to be in Chicago. So I'm not sure what that was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was in Chicago, because my mother was raised on Blue Island Avenue. That's where the Caseys had their store. And then when Maggie Casey married John Casey, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case, John D. Casey, when she married John D. Casey, then they lived at various spots, they lived on Blue Island Avenue, but then they bought this two-flat on 4500 West Washington Boulevard.
Who's John D. Casey again?
He's the assistant probate judge.
Okay. Judge Casey.
Grandma's
father.
Yeah. So that kind of brings you up to date as to what happened. A lot of people died in those days of TB. They may have died of TB. I know that a couple of my father's brothers died of TB. See, this, yeah.
What about your father now?
Well, my father had, I think, two brothers and one sister who was Aunt Catherine. She married Harvey Strong.
Aunt Catherine.
Yeah. But I don't know too much about my father's brothers. They died before I ever knew them. And as my recollection was that they died of TB. And, which was very prevalent at that time. They used to have the municipal tuberculosis sanitarium in Chicago. And that, you know, I knew my grandmother and grandfather, well, they died. That's another thing that happened in the 20s. They died probably in about 1927.
Together?
Well, 30 days apart.
Yeah. Your grandmother?
Lynch. And we were I beg your pardon, it was probably later than that, which is not part of your story because it goes into the 30s. But they died, and this is after we were living on Poplar Avenue. And after the great crash, because we were very circumspect at that point financially, and so we had the wake at home for both Grandma Kate, Grandma Lynch, and Grandma Kate.
When was the crash? 29th September?
October. Yeah, definitely would have been after the crash, so it would probably have been 30 or 31. And I was, well, this is part of the next generation, or not generation, but the next generation. So that's about all I can remember.
Okay. Now, Mom, can you ask Mom, tell us a little bit about Granny and Granddad's family?
Okay. Well, Granny and Granddad both lived in Chicago. The Granny was actually born in Iowa. In Kyoto, Iowa. Granddad's family was quite well-to-do. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't mean loaded, but they were well off, and well, at least his father was a lawyer. I don't know whether his father was at Harvard. Granddad went to Harvard. But he was only at Harvard for a year or a year and a half or something like that before the war, the First World War. And then after that, why, he went directly to law school and worked at his father's law firm. Granddad was born in 1899, and Granny was born in 1898.
And Grandma Lynch was born in 1903.
Right, right. Grandpa Lynch was born in 1893. But anyhow... My grandfather's family. He was I called him Grandfather Wyman and Grandmother Wyman. Yeah. It was Vincent Delwyn Wyman, and he was the oldest of six brothers, and the youngest brother was Uncle Ed, who was the farmer out on the family farm in Sycamore, Illinois, which is where their branch of the Wyman family had gone at least a generation earlier. And so that, like, Granddad spent his summers on the farm.
So,
in other words, his father was growing up on the farm, and I don't know how much farther back than that.
In
Sycamore, Illinois, right. And... But Uncle Ed was the youngest brother, and he was the one that ended up as the farmer. And it's hard to say now. One of them was in business in some way and became ill, and his doctor wanted him to be outside, so he ended up being a postman, so he could walk around outside. He lived in
one of my
great uncles, not in Sycamore, but out that general direction, DeKalb, something like that. And I can't remember where the other ones went, but there were, as I say, the six brothers. And my grandfather was the one that I would say was the only one that had a college education. I'm sure he had something, and I can't remember whether he went to Harvard or whether he went someplace completely different. But it's all in the Wyman book if you take a look at it sometime. And then, you know, the Wyman family came to the United States in 1643, I think, is when the Wyman House in Massachusetts was built. Yeah, in Woburn, Massachusetts, yeah. And, apparently what? Who told you? Well, Burlington and Woburn were split, but... Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, anyhow, yeah. So most, you know, many of the Wymans are still in Massachusetts in that area, but this particular branch came west to Sycamore. Now, as far as Granny's family went, wait. Oh, well, I should go. Then there's my grandmother. My grandmother. Right, right.
A lawyer.
In Chicago. And he started a firm. Well, I don't know whether it was Cummings and Wyman originally, but originally, my grandfather and the older Cummings were in the same firm.
The older Cummings, which is the father.
No, the same Cummings, I think, that was... I think that Judge Casey was not actually in partnership, but shared the office with, if I remember correctly. But anyhow, there was Cummings and Wyman, and then my grandfather retired in his 40s to Florida and left the firm to Granddad, who was still a young man at the time. Right. Yeah, so when he got out of service and he went to Kent College of Law at night and he worked for his father in the daytime, and then his father retired. And then his...
Why did they do that?
He went down to Florida and he became the mayor of Coral Gables and played golf. And later worked out of...
Florida
has significance. Yeah, right, though. Never. They came up once a year. Yeah. But they were kind of much more formal grandparents. My grandmother in particular, I think. Yeah, my grandmother Wyman, her maiden name was Ida Mae Phelps. And
we have two volumes of that.
Well, now, let's see, the Lowells were on which side? On my father's side. Right, so there were... Oh, farther back, you know. But anyhow, Ida Mae Phelps was my grandmother, and again, that was a well-off family, though I don't, so far as I know, I don't know that she had any education or anything like that, but it was a... Well enough off that she was always a little, seemed a little superior to me, you know, poor thing. I mean, I probably really, really not, yeah, but anyhow, so.
So what was your grandparents' relationship to Granny like?
Well, I think that my grandfather's relationship with Granny was fine, but she was not fond of her mother-in-law. And she told a story about how my grandmother would receive a box of candy and hide it so nobody else could have any, you know. And of course, Granny came from a poor family that always shared. But anyhow, and also the other thing about Granny's family is that they had a history of education, even though they were poor.
Okay, now, how did Granny and Granddad meet?
They met as freshmen in high school. Their class was the first class to enter, not to graduate, but the first class to enter Nicholas Zen High School in Chicago. Yeah, right. Which, at that time, Granny thought it was a wonderful high school. I gather now it's not considered to be so good. But Northwest Side. And, in other words, in the area near where Uncle Bud's family would go if they had gone to the high school, I think. I think maybe they that would have been their high school. Yeah, right. They came, she talked about carrying the books over from their old school to the new school when it started. But anyhow, she always told the story how she and Granddad had met, or not met, but come together at some point or other, bumped into each other in a cloakroom, and he kissed her then when they were freshmen. And not only that, but at some point, not necessarily then, but that may have been that same time, they decided when they were going to be married. It was going to be 7 years from then, which actually didn't happen 7 years from then. But they were married, well, of course, if they were 14 at the time, they were married 10 years later. So they were married in 1922.
Wow.
So. Right. He was away in the service, of course, but I gather that she had moments where she wasn't so sure and she wanted to go meet a few other boys, but he was persistent, and so anyhow.
So when did he give her to
Sagarasa? Well, the necklace was I think it was the 35th wedding anniversary, I believe. Yeah, that's sometime after that. But anyhow, he was very romantic about her, you know, and I do have letters that he wrote to her when he was in the service. And of course, they were very romantic, most of them. He was telling her, you know, how to behave, basically. You know, don't do this, dear. You know. So yeah, but in their high school days, apparently, he spent all his time over at her house because her house was, you know, had four girls. Granny was one of four girls, and
where was she in
life? She was the third, and Aunt Bernice was 7 years older, and Aunt Emir was 2 years older, and then Aunt Din, who was Mary Virginia, was 7 years younger. Yeah, so, but anyhow. They, you know, she grew up in Chicago, and it was one of these things where they lived on one floor of a two flat, and the aunties, her aunts, that is, my great aunts, Aunt Juno and Aunt Edie and Aunt
Spencer's
Mel.
Aunts?
Yes, yes.
Juno was a spinster aunt?
Yes.
So was Edie.
And Aunt Edie was, well, Aunt Nell actually was married not really late, but I thought that it was late. That was the way I used to understand the story, but she wasn't really late. But she was probably there for a while anyhow. But they would take their nieces to the theater, and, you know, they'd sit up in the top of the upper balcony or something like that. But, you know, she'd get a chance to do things like that. And yeah. And but all of these, my grandfather was one of six children, as I say. That the other grandfather, my maternal grandfather, but Harry Wilson Smock. Was Alice Grace Ritchie. Yeah, she was always called Grace, but she was, my grandfather was like, they all went, he was the oldest, and then I think Aunt Juno was next, and then maybe Aunt Nell, and then Aunt Nell, and Uncle Guy, and Aunt Juno. I'm And Aunt Edie.
Where was Uncle Guy?
And Uncle Toddy was the youngest. He was Uncle Charles.
Was Uncle, Guy?
Uncle Guy was Cousin Margaret's father. And Uncle Toddy was Cousin Harriet's father. But anyhow, that family was very close, and they had a lot of fun. You know, they'd be singing around the piano and all that kind of thing. And so Granddad spent all of his spare time over there because his family was a more sterile kind of a life. His sister, I don't know what she was like as a young girl, but apparently she was not super bright, and she was probably brighter than she was given credit for, but, you know, her mother didn't consider that she was bright, and she became an alcoholic later on in life and was, you know, a severe alcoholic. One sister, and then he had one brother who was Uncle Burnham. Burnham, B-U-R-N-H-A-M. And he had some ailment as a child, so that he was, slightly physically handicapped. However, he was a kind of a different sort of person, you know, so that I was kind of uncomfortable with him, and yet he was always trying so hard to be friendly and all that.